Hello again. It's Pastor Bob with your Lenten Daily Devotion, number 24, installment 24 on your daily Lenten walk. And it's a Tuesday. And today's devotion from John Pavlovitz is called The Thing of Value. The Thing of Value. Our scripture comes from Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 46. Matthew 13, 44 through 46. Here's the word of the Lord. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. May God bless the hearing of the word. Here's John Pavlovitz's devotion for today. Yesterday, I was talking with an old friend, and our conversation drifted into spirituality. I expected that we were going to discuss our slightly differing faith perspectives on the issue at hand, but he surprised me. He said, "I gave that religious stuff up years ago, and it was the best decision I ever made." He wasn't looking down on me or ridiculing me or intentionally belittling me. He just acted as if he'd outgrown something I still hadn't, which made me feel looked down upon and ridiculed and belittled. More than anything, I kind of envied him because he seemed freer than me, at least on the surface. He seemed to have come to a conclusion that simplified his daily existence. The big questions and theological wrestling and existential crises that I've grown so used to are no longer issues for him. He is simply present in the moment without needing religion to make sense of it. There are days when I wonder if faith is worth it. Days when all the wondering and questioning and striving feel rather foolish, especially when I encounter human beings I respect who believe it isn't. With the growing number of people who don't claim a religious worldview, being someone who still believes can begin to make you feel as if you're clinging to something antiquated or obsolete, or at best, as if you are one of the last of a severely endangered species. Jesus' teaching often speaks to this tension between what most people value and what spiritual people value, describing an elusive, life-giving road that few people find. In these parables, Jesus gives us this wonderful image of a man who finds a hidden treasure that is both invisible to everyone else and worth everything. The man is not necessarily in step with the people around him, with those who only see a field and not the invaluable. Jesus doesn't describe the man's arrogance or selfishness or wisdom, but his joy at the discovery he has made and how the sacrifice pales compared to what he receives. I am reminded of the joy I have encountered along this journey, those moments of profound meaning, deep gratitude that brought me here and sustained me. Today, think about what faith has cost you and what it has given you, and realize the riches you possess.